On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about an information session that's going to be coming up that is really going to be benefiting veterans here in Lenawee County. Happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it is Matt Rodd, who is the Community Engagement and Partnership Coordinator, VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System. Matt, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Dale. Good morning and happy to be here.
And we'll also have Austin C., who is the Coalition Leader, too. Austin, welcome.
Hi, good morning, sir. How
yes.
are you?
Good, good. This is going to be some really great information that if you know of a veteran as you're listening to this, you may want to make sure that they know about this. This is about the PAC Act information session that's going to be held. We'll give you the dates and location and times when this is going to be held. But Matt, if you would be so kind to kind of tell us a little bit about that what this PAC Information Act is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the PACT Act was passed in August of 21. Surprisingly, not a lot of people have heard about this, but it's probably the largest expansion of VA health care and benefits that's ever happened in the history of the VA. And what this is essentially for those who have potentially been exposed to burn pits or Agent Orange or other toxic substances during their time in the service. There's open enrollment now for folks to come in, they can get screened, they can access and apply for benefits and health care. And as I said, it's one of the biggest expansions ever. So we really want to make sure people are aware of this. So as you said, you know, if people know someone who has served in the military, regardless of where they've been, they can check this out and see if they qualify for any of these. And at this event, we're going to have a whole lot of people there under the roof to be able to answer questions and help people right on the spot. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything PACT Act related.
So this is basically for benefits, Matt, or just to see if they may have any something that they might have are occurring health-wise. Do I have that pretty much?
Yeah, so this is for qualification, like for eligibility for VA health care and for potential benefits as well, too. So we'll have veteran service officers there. We'll have folks from the VA eligibility staff there, caregiver supports there. We'll have a lot of people there who can answer a lot of these PACT Act questions as far as eligibility goes. But, yeah, if somebody has served in those areas that they've identified, and even if we also want to reach out to family members, too, to let them know as caregiver support, you know, might be an option for them, too, through the VA. Also, survivors, too. So there's potential benefits for survivors as well, surviving family members. So all these questions that can be answered at the session, you know, people will be there that can kind of get into the weeds with, you know, some of the eligibility things. But that's essentially what it's about. So we wanted to bring this here locally to Lenawee County because, first of all, not everybody knows about this. And so also not everybody can make it out to the other sessions that we've had, you know, in Ann Arbor and things like that. So
right.
We really wanted to make this available to folks in Lenawee to make sure everyone has this information. And, yeah, we want as many people as we can to get there. So this is huge. And I don't – and if people are listening, you know, please, you know, show up and, you know – don't let any other thought get in the way. You know, if folks have served in those areas, you know, we want to make sure that they're getting what they deserve.
Austin, why is this so important for those people to be able to come out, not only veterans, but also caregivers as well?
I honestly believe that every single veteran's entitled to their health care. And some veterans don't know the health care that was owed to them, the benefits that are owed to them. Definitely think this is informational session at the Lenawee Human Services Building would be beneficial to every veteran that may be entitled to any compensation for the burn pits, Agent Orange, or any other toxic substances that they may have been exposed to. And then me personally, I didn't really know about my own benefits as a veteran, and I definitely think that this informational session would open your mind to all sorts of benefits that you didn't realize as a veteran that you were actually earned.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, you know, from the time at Vietnam or the Gulf War and so on. But, you know, I take this as a compliment, Austin, that a young person like yourself, you know, in saying that you didn't realize you had some of the benefits. So it would go for the the vast age range then, doesn't it?
Yeah. I honestly believe knowledge is power. You're better off to know whether you served in Vietnam and you're just finding out some of the benefits that you were supposed to know about that you didn't know about before. If you learn about them today, it's day one now, and from now on, as you get older, you know that those benefits are going to be there for you for the rest of your life. And then a younger person like me, at 22 years old, I left the United States Marine Corps, came home to Tecumseh, didn't really know anything about the VA system. Nobody really reached out to me about my benefits. And as I started to dig a little deeper into what my benefits were, I realized that I could see a therapist for free. I could get the medical care I need for back pain or my bad knees. And, for those younger people that don't really know about their benefits, this could also be very important to them, so they don't have to wait for them to be 60, 70 years old to find out that they need a knee replacement. They don't know where to turn to. The VA can, from this day, from February 16th, we can start keeping up with all of your information.
That's right. That's right. And not having to wait until something traumatic happens
yep.
to you, and that you have this knowledge ahead of time and can start the process. So when is this, Austin, you mentioned about it being February 16th. So when is it going to be location and time-wise?
So we plan on having the PACTAC information session at the Lenawee Human Services Building. That's located at 1040 Winter Street in the River Raisin Room here in Adrian, Michigan. It's on February 16th. And the session's going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and lunch will be provided.
Okay. You're going to have a special presentation there too, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we certainly, we're not just hosting this on our own. We want to thank the Region 9 Veterans Community Action Team as well for partnering up on this event and providing us with lunch, which is much appreciated for everyone who's going to be attending. Also, we are going to have Gary Easterling from the American Legion, who is the Director of Veteran Services there, who is going to kind of kick us off at the event with roughly a one-hour presentation on everything PACTAC. From there, we're going to open it up to questions, and we'll have nurses there to do toxic exposure screenings right on the spot. We'll have our caregiver support team there. We'll have our eligibility team there. And, the nice thing is, through time is sometimes, benefits continue to expand. And the one thing I want to also put out there is that if anybody's ever applied for a VA disability rating or has applied for healthcare benefits and have been denied in the past, I would encourage those people to also check this out, because with these new laws that are constantly coming out and expanding healthcare benefits and expanding, all of this, they certainly probably have a chance to potentially get in. And so we want to make sure that the people who have maybe been dissuaded in the past from applying and have been denied, we want to also encourage, if they've, if this kind of fits, to definitely come, because things change and people can get benefits that they may not have been able to get before.
Plus, sometimes it's kind of hard to keep up with all the changes that happen sometimes too, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. You're telling us. This is the PACTAC information session, so I won't take away too much from this conversation, but there's a few other pieces of legislation that have been passed recently too, which is now expanded care for veterans to receive acute care in the community or the VA hospital for an acute suicidal crisis. I'm not going to get too much into that, because that's just happened about a week ago. So we're still trying to, get up to par with everything and how
sure.
it works. But essentially, at the end of the day, I think some of the conditions are that nobody has been dishonorably discharged. Other than that, any other person who has served would be eligible to receive inpatient care for a suicidal crisis and things like that. So that's maybe another conversation for another time.
Sure, yes.
But this PACTAC information, we definitely want to get out to the community and make sure people are aware, and please show up. Now, bring your family, bring your friends, tell people about it. If you know someone who's served, let them know about it.
Yeah.
We'd love to have them.
So, Austin, again, this is going to be when and where?
The PACTAC information session is going to be on February 16th in the Lenawee Human Services Building From 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and lunch will be provided to you.
Okay. Matt, does they need to register for this in order to be able to come or not?
No, you don't. And if you see a flyer posted around town somewhere, there's maybe a little QR code there for registration. But that's really just so we kind of have a better idea about, you know, how much food to bring and whatnot. But you do not have to register. You do not have to do anything. All they have to do is come and show up. And please, you know, stay for lunch too. And we'll have, like I said, we'll have everybody kind of under that roof there from our local county VA office, the wonderful folks there, to a bunch of other, people that can really be there to be assistants on the spot. That's what we really wanted to do. We wanted to make sure if whoever came, we had all the right people under the roof so that they can get help on the spot.
Matt, if they would like to get more information, how can they do that?
Yeah, so a couple of ways. We're on Facebook, so if you look up the Lenawee County Veterans Coalition, you can find us on Facebook. And you can call directly as well, 734-968-9318. Happy to answer any questions at all. And if people are also interested in joining the Lenawee County Veterans Coalition, it's an open group. So anybody who wants to support veterans in Lenawee County is welcome to come.
All right, and that phone number one more time, Matt?
Yep, it is 734-968-9318.
So definitely, as we mentioned before, is that if you know of a veteran that could use this information, make sure that they know about it, being he or she, to be able to come out and take advantage of this new information that's been coming out, too. Austin, anything else you wanted to add to the conversation?
No, I would just encourage every veteran that try to make some time to come to this event. It's going to be extremely beneficial. We are the Lenawee County Veterans Coalition, and we are trying to provide services to the veterans in Lenawee County. And I'd just love to see every veteran there.
Absolutely. Yeah, keep us up to date on the things that the coalition is doing too, Austin. Yeah, we'd really appreciate that. And Matt Rodd, thank you so much for being on the program as well. We really appreciate the information that's going to be given out on February the 16th.
Thank you, Dale. And certainly want to give a big thanks to the station here too for supporting this and for putting the word out. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hopefully we have a great turnout. February 16th again at the Human Services Building here in Adrian, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Gentlemen, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.